So, in the first shiur we discussed the neshama, tikkun chatzos. We haven't spoken about the pratim, the gufi halachos. So that's what we're going to do in the first part of tonight's shiur, mitzvah Hashem. So as we mentioned, we've been using, for the most part, the sefer tikkun chatzos hamavoyar, a very beautiful sefer. And what we have in front of us today is a likut of the dinim slash halachas which are most relevant to us. There's maybe about 70 or so si'ifim, simanim, and we have in front of us, I don't know, maybe 12, but which are most nogeya. So it's going to divide into what, who, when, how, as you'll see as we go along. And then the lechatchila oifen and how it should be done. And then bidyavid, how one can do tikkun chatzos if it's not bederech lechatchila, quote unquote, of the Ari HaKadosh. And then how the chassidim do tikkun chatzos in a way which is bederech chassidus to do tikkun chatzos, which is very fascinating. So the first marmakum we have at the top right here, it's almost the quote from the Shulchan Aruch, which we had mentioned last week. That it's appropriate for Yerushalayim to be concerned and worried and troubled by Churban Beis HaMikdash. And as the Gemara had mentioned, that there are three Mishmaros Halayla, and to be mechaving oneself according to the Mishmar, Shehem B'Shlish Halayla, which divides into three parts, meaning the Saif Hasheni Ushlish Halayla and the Saif Halayla, that a person should be aware of the Saif of the Mishmaros, because the Tvila Sheis Pala Ba'is and Hashal Salachorban Balagoras Tetuya, like we see from the Gemara, that there's hardly a mention in the Gemara of the Inyan of Tikkun Chatzos, but the Gemara does say that the Zman B'Saif Halayla is Ratzui. V'Api HaRizal Zmana B'Chatzos Halayla Davka. Comes the Ari and he says that you're overlooking the most important part of the Laila, and that's the Rega of Chatzos Laila. So that's really what it's about. It's about Churban Beis HaMikdash, and we had mentioned last time as well the Misas Tzadikim, Sreifa Satayra, and a Zman for a person to self-reflect and to make Cheshbon HaNefesh. So now who is responsible for Tikkun Chatzos? So the Sefer Tikkun Chatzos HaMavoyar puts together the following summary. Hachiv lakom b'chatzos v'livkos al churban mutal al kol adam. So he refers to it as a chiv, maybe because he wrote the Sefer. B'chol makom u'b'chol zman bein l'bachar, bein l'zakein, doesn't matter what age, bein l'tamid chachamim, bein l'hamoinam, doesn't matter whether a person is a tamid chacham or a simple Jew. Bein be'eretz Yisrael b'mechutzlar, doesn't matter where one lives. Bein b'kayetz b'mechay, doesn't matter what season of the year it is. U'befrat b'dareinu roi li'zay b'zayayse. And it's more incumbent upon our generation to be nizar in this. So he's really pumping this up, that it's a chiyuv, and especially for us. V'yesh oimim de'achiyuv hu'rak t'sheich ni'eretz Yisrael t'min l'cham d'afka. But those who say that really the chiyuv is only for those who live in Eretz Yisrael, and really only for t'min l'chachamim. Very interesting. Chutz La'aretz has a different chiyuv than in Eretz Yisrael. Now, this notion that Tikkun Chatzos should be a chiyuv, now, where would that come from? From the Shulchan Aruch, it does not seem that way. Because the Shulchan Aruch does not say that it's a chiyuv. The Lashon HaShulchan, as we saw before, Roi L'chol Yorei Shemai. It could not be more of a rishus than to express it that way. He's calling on Yiri Shemai, and he's saying it that it's belashan ro'i. And it just doesn't seem sensible that there should be a chiyuv to be up at Chatzos Laila. That's a davar she'ein ro'i v'tzivi chol lamod ba. So would we say that there's shachris mincha ma'ariv, and ma'ariv is a rishus, but tikkun chatzos is a chiyuv? Now, how do we make sense of that? So take a look at the back. And we only have some of the Ma'ariv Makomos from the footnotes here and some other things as well. So in regards to the importance of Tikkun Chatzais, especially upon those who are up at night anyways, and Befrat L'Talmid Chachamim, so take a look at the first Ma'ariv Makom at the top right corner, where he quotes the Machzik Bracha, Chida, Derech Chachma, Sefer Mezakeh Rabbim, and he writes as follows. We see that there are many fine Talmid Chachamim, they're up anyways at night, and they're Mis'atzel on the Inyan of Tikkun Chatzais. They feel like as if they're embarrassed to do such a thing, like it just doesn't seem right. Or to say Tikkun Leah, which is to be Baicha on one's Avayinais, which are Tikkunim Gudim Alam Asayonim, which is unbelievable Tikkunim which are being done with this. It's a preparation for Shacharis and does wonders for a person's personal neshama, as the Ari explains in Shar Kavanas. And he says, take a look at Chaim Vital. He speaks very strong about this. He says, if you put everything together and it's ignored, he says, wow. There's this special opportunity from Chatzai Slayla to Amor HaShachar to be mispal on the Churban, which everybody would agree is something of tremendous importance. A person doesn't do so. We see the Churban with our eyes. A person is ignoring it as if it doesn't matter to me. It's only, of course, the fact that Yisrael, it doesn't mean to say anything too harsh or accusatory, chas v'shalom, rather, Klai Yisrael's Kedoshim, we're shogigim in the Inyan, v'hu rach mechapa oven, ki d'chol am b'shkaga, rach hatamin l'chachamim, shegasam oyle zada, meaning, they know better. And so therefore, their shkaga is like a zadain. L'chein yizhar wazeh. So he's really making this very strong push in saying that it may not be a chiyuv dahainu in the sense that halachic chiyuv, but if you take a look at the importance and if you know the inyan and the severity and the chashivas and you pull that all together, how could you not? How could you not? That's really what he's saying. Now, the fact that he had said it's l'chol adam, tamin chachamim, afidu l'hamayinam, so there's a very beautiful lesson here in Sivkat and Vav, in the next Ma'ariv Makom, where he mentions this from the Derech Chachma, from the Tzlach, we'll see in the next Ma'ariv Makom, the Ruachayim, Machzik Bracha, and Mesilas Hasharim. Mesilas Hasharim is one of the most popular Musa Sfarim, but look at this in Perek Tes, where he speaks about the Darchi Chasidus, he writes, in making a push for the Inyan of Zahiris in Tikkun Chatzais and Churban Beis HaMikdash, v'yimer ha'odam, mi ani ma'ani sofun shespalu l'golos Yerushalayim, who am I to daven for a golos Yisrael and Churban Yerushalayim? How many paints filasi kanso golios v'sisvach Yeshua? Am I going? It's going to be my tefillah that's really going to accomplish the Yeshua. Chivasa b'tzidai. Ka'ayus hashashaninu. Chazal do tell us the fikach never adam echidi. That man was created alone. Kidei shikol echli nami b'shvili never oilam. A person has to have a sense of achrayas. Rabbi Nachman says in teaching this chazal, being alone, being b'shvili means it's on me. Alay lahokin. Don't worry about the cheshbonis. Will I push it over the edge? Will I make it happen? It gives Hashem nachas ruach. Hashem has his cheshbonis. Why the geula doesn't come? That's not for us to figure out. We do our part, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is happy to see that. The fact that we ignore the thought that we could really be a part of it and can accomplish and should do this. So the Navi was very upset about this. V'yarkiin ish, that Hashem sees and that there's nobody there. V'yishtayman kimafki, nobody's davening for Tzion. V'amar Tzion hi doryashen lo. Nobody cares about Tzion. The Gemara in Sukkah, mechlal d'bayi drisha. If it says doryashen lo, it means that we should be searching for Tzion. This is the lashon of Mesilas Yesharim. And the Bekor Chaim, which is the Chavos Yar, in these daris, yes, there is a chul shel olam. The echad meir shnayim mishbacha. It's very rare that we find anyone aimed to chatzais laila lischanin that gets up at chatzais to be mevakish. Kashim in haroy lekayim ashkosh chatzais laila akum. L'chayra, we should be careful in this inyan of chatzais laila akum. Roy l'chol hashoy naga yiras elokim v'libay. Kishim yishtad v'chatzais laila achakach. When we wake up in the night, we should have a consciousness, litol yada, v'yenach b'shirvim osnayav imar al-nahar ezbava. At least to let out a sigh, It should be nogeya to us and to say on Haaretz Bavel, which we'll see a little bit about more of that later. And in which case, if we do that, Shafir Mikri Meitzah V'Doeg, we would at least fulfill the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch of being Meitzah V'Doeg. Now the Tzlach says, in this next one I'll come about, that it's incumbent upon us, this generation more than the others. He says, the Tzlach is the Noda B'Yehuda. Bein Haloimdim V'Bein Dalasam, Koidim Kol Davar Yisadju Seidu Tikim Chatzais. This is the Lashon of the Tzlach. I mean, he wasn't a Makobol, no amongst the Chassidim, but He's very passionate about Tikkun Chatzais for every yid. Lahari Dmaos al Golas Hashchina uksiv sisu atam esayis ubefrat bezman hazeh bavesin harabim misgabim harishayim v'neisim koyach lakipa v'zeu armichus galusenu v'roi lasos milchama b'tachpulos neged aklipos lahatish koyachim ayidei Tikkun Chatzais. The weapon which we use against the klipas and the rishayim in our times is through Tikkun Chatzais. And this is why there's Arichas HaGolos, like we had seen last week from the Yaivetz. Therefore, we should be more zealous in this inyan than in previous generations. Now regarding the Chiyuv, like we had said before, the Hechet tasted that it would be a Chiyuv. So the Chidah here quotes Shailos and Tshuvas of the Ga'onim. He quotes a lesson from Rav Hai Gaon in the Oitzer of the Tshuvas HaGa'onim. A great find. So Rabbeinu Haigon writes, Mikol Makom, Chayavin Beis Yisrael L'Shacher B'Leilos U'Bashmuros. A Lashon Chiyuv. Chayav Beis Yisrael to wake up early U'Laharbus B'Sachonunim Al Churban Habayis. And Chidor writes, Harei Seladas Mikpikfoit HaGoyin Zal. You see from Rav Haigon that there's a Chiyuv L'Kom B'Shmuros Chaylo B'Koylo B'in Tamilcham B'in Bali Abatim. He didn't say only for Tamilcham, he said Chayavin Beis Yisrael. Ki Av And he writes elsewhere, Chida, although the Zohar makes a plug that a person should learn from Chatzais till the morning, elsewhere we find that the Zohar doesn't say dafka to learn, it says lishtadl pipulchana, which means to work in avoida. Sai Torah, sai tefillah. V'koshekin ki roi bali bat, mechor limud tehillim. So if it's not limud, and therefore it's, everybody could be a part of it, so there's a chiv al kol beis Yisrael to be up. And that's a very powerful Mara Makom coming from Rav Haigon. Although it's not mashed like that from the Shulchan Aruch, nor from the Gemara. But as I said, Rav Haigon.
Where was he from, can I ask?
I don't recall. I don't know. So take a look at the Yaivitz in the next Mara Makom. And he brings up the points that we had mentioned before. He writes in Moriktsiyah. B'sefer ha-zayir hirich v'hirich v'ma'oid. L'hagdal inyan kimes chatzayis lai l'davka. So the Zohar, as we had seen last week, many times speaks about the importance of Chatzais. Lasik b'toyra b'koshas rachamim agolos Yisrael v'ashchina mitzah toyra u'mitzah b'koshas rachamim v'agolos Yisrael v'ashchina v'ifligu l'dabar z'yaharbe gam kemishar sifriyam b'kubalam habiyu achim ha'tiki dvarov. And this is in many Svarim HaKadosh. V'nigu kam yadam b'chol makam shu. And this is practiced in many places throughout the Jewish world. Ki'ilu hu chiv gomer. As if it is a chiyuv, gomer mispashek ol adam yisrael b'chol makom. They treat it as a chiyuv. Yesh litmoya harbe. I don't understand, says the Yaivitz. Shelo nizka klal b'talmudenu. We don't find a reference to Tikkun Chatzais anywhere in Shas. Kazeh shezachu ha-sefer ha-kodesh ha-nizim b'chol makom yisrael. Meaning, it's all over the Zohar, but it's nowhere in Shas. V'loim matzasi afilo remez katan b'gemara b'shom makom l'kimas Chatzais. Not even a small remez to Kimas Chatzais. I would say that perhaps there is a small remez from David HaMelech, but he says no, but he's going to address David HaMelech momentarily. Although we find, of course, Kumi Rayim Belayla, the importance of learning Torah at night, but the inyan of Tikkun Chatzais and the matter of Chatzais, where? Don't bring me rise from David HaMelech that he woke up with a harp in the middle of the night. The Gemara wasn't bringing that as a source for Tikkun Chatzais. Rather, the derech of chassidus of David HaMelech. That's what it's teaching us. Mashihitel sefer zeh kemat l'chayva. So the Zohar learns it as a chayva, but you can't convince me, says the Yaivitz, and it's clear from the Shulchan Aruch this way as well, that this is actually a matter of chayva. So therefore, how would we shtim together the fact that Chidah is bringing Rav Haigon and saying that it is a chayva? Uman de polagon Rav Haigon? I don't know.
The Zohar source is David HaMelech?
No.
Or love no, the Zohar gives... That's why
you
could say this.
Yeah, the Zohar has its own arichus in it, although it mentions David HaMelech. Ramchal says that David HaMelech was mesakin the tefillah of Tikkun Chatzos. So Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are the three tefillahs. David HaMelech was mesakin. He says so in Derech Hashem, the Indian of Tikkun Chatzos. However, the Zohar doesn't quote that as the makor of the chiyuv. But we don't see anywhere in the Gemara yet we have Rav Haggai. So it would seem, Lanias Daiti, as follows, that we find that when it comes to the Korban Tamid, for example, the Rambam writes that the chiyuv of Korban Tamid is muta al kol Yisrael, which is very different than we find, let's say, by Ketores or any other Korbanos or many of the other avodas under the Beis HaMikdash, that the Rambam's lashon is that it's muta al kohanim. So Rav Chaim HaLevi Soloveitchik says that there's a difference between Korban HaTamid and the other avodas in the Beis HaMikdash. The other avodas in the Beis HaMikdash are taka mutal al kohanim. However, when it comes to the Korban Tamid, it's mutal al kol Beis Yisrael. Meaning there are chiyuvim which are placed on individuals, there are chiyuvim which are placed on the tzibur, and there are chiyuvim which are placed on Gans Klal Yisrael. And the Korban Tamid is placed upon Klal Yisrael as a whole, as a collective nation that the Korban Tamid should be brought. So Alanias Daiti, what Rav Haggai is saying as follows, along the lines of the Rambam when it comes to Korban Tamid, and probably it's directly related to the Korban Tamid, and that is as follows, that it's not a chiyuv which is mutal al kol ish ve'ish Yisrael to be misadur tikkun chatzos. Because Korban Beis HaMikdash is a klal yistika inyan, and it relates to kol Yisrael, kol Beis Yisrael has a chiyuv to be oisik in tikkun chatzos. Now as long as there are tzaddikim chasidim who are being oisik in it, their doing so fulfills the chiyuv al kol Beis Yisrael, the Rosh Ha'am. So it could be said that is Klai Yisrael being Oisik in it? Yes, because there are people who are being Oisik in it. So is it a Chiv al Kol Yisrael? Yes, and the Tzaddikim fulfill the obligation of Kol Yisrael. And why it's connected to the Korban Atamin is because, especially when we consider the fact that Bin HaMitzrayim Shivasa Batam was, you know, that was the end of the Korban Atamin. So that Chiv which we have to bring the Korban Atamin is now instilled within Tikkun Chatzos, meaning Tikkun Chatzos is the fact that we're mekayim the chayivah that we to bring the Korban Tamid by mentioning the fact that we cannot bring the Korban Tamid. So it could even be that the chiyuv of bringing Korban Tamid is now superimposed on the Tikkun Chatzos. Now, of course, Shachris and Mincha is sort of in place of, but Lemaisa we can't bring it Lemaisa. So it could be that that is what that's about, but that's only B'derech Efsher. But if you take a look back at the Lashon of Haggai, it seems very shayach to say such a shah, because his Lashon is Chayavin Beis Yisrael L'Shachar B'Leilus of Hashmaris. Meaning it's a Chiyav not on Kol Yish Yisrael, it's a Chiyav on Beis Yisrael. And that's accomplished through the Tikkun Chatzos, which is being done by the individuals, the Tzaddik and clients who take it upon themselves. Okay, let's go back to our Shulchan Aruch, our made-up Shulchan Aruch here. The first page. The next halacha. So we spoke about what it is, who it is upon, and now when it is. Now, of course, we know chatzais, chatzais, chatzais. So zman chatzais hu be'emsa laila. That's obvious. Now, what does it mean, emsa laila? So we have three shitas here. For hu yud beis shos acher chatzi halaila. So the first shita is that determine when chatzais halaila is. What? Chatzi hayoim is. When is chatzi hayoim? And then you count 12 hours from there. So today, Chatzai Sayyam is about 1 o'clock. So you would say 1 o'clock is Chatzai Hayoim in terms of Shavuos Manios. So now 12 hours later, 1 at night would be Chatzai. And that will, therefore, whenever Chatzai Hayoim moves around throughout the year, so that will determine exactly 12 hours later when Chatzai Slad is. That's the Shita of the Rashash, the Chidah, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and as the Mishnah Berurah brings it as well. V'yeshlam, and there are those who say, "Dizman chatzais hu tamid sheish shos mitchilas alayla," that it's 6 hours after night begins. So again, you're determining tzeisak echavim, which is about 8:30, counting 6 hours later, which is about 2:30. So it's interesting that, so according to the first shita, today would be 1 o'clock chatzais, and according to the second shita, it would be 2:30, would be chatzais. And
that 60-minute hours or shows
60-minute hours, 60-minute hours. And that's the Shita of the Magen Avram, the Chassam Sefer, they said the Reb Shapsi, they said the Reb Asher, and it's a very wide machlokes with Giboyim on this side and Giboyim on that side in terms of determining what exactly is. But you see, it's a huge nafkamina. much much more different than trying to determine, you know, Netzachama, Mishiyakir, something like that.
It's 10 o'clock in the middle of winter. Like 10:30.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Now, another shita which he does not bring here is the shita of the Zidat Shoiver, and also Raul Belzer held this way, that Chatzais Laila is always 12 o'clock midnight. It's always 12 p.m. That was their shita. Noteworthy also is that the Chayza held Chatzais to be 11:30. That was always taken Chatzais by him. 11:30. Some say 11, some say 11:30, but it was not exactly 12 o'clock. So there are different shitas. That could have just been him. But these are the shitas when it comes to when exactly Chatzais Laila is. We had mentioned last week as well that aside from the Tikkun Chatzais and the Liman HaTorah which takes place, or the Tehillim after Chatzais, there's also the inyan of being up at Chatzais. The moment of being up at Chatzais is a very precious time to be around for. And that's what we see here in Halacha Dalet. Yizor ma'oid shelo yavar Chatzais hu yashen. The person should be up at Chatzais Laila. And the Rashash was very makbid on this. I was speaking to Rabbi Yossi Sakatinsky today. He told me that the Rashash would stay up until Chatzais, meaning although the Ari said that one should go to sleep in the beginning of the night and wake up at Chatzais, he was so afraid to miss the moment of Chatzais because he felt by him that this was Iker, is to be up at the moment of Chatzais, he would stay up until Chatzais and then go to sleep because he didn't want to miss being up at the moment of Chatzais. So that's the Rashash. And the Nibbuk Yoracham, which is the Munkacharov, he says this as well, that this is the Iker Inyan. And there's a remnant to this from the Gemara, because the Gemara brings in Brachas Tav Gimel Lamed Aleph that Rabbi Acha said about himself, Me'olam lo'over alai chatzos laila b'sheina. I was never sleeping at chatzos laila. That's what he said. So you see, if it's dinat the Gemara, meaning if it's mentioned Gemara, tikkun chatzos is not, it could be that in itself implies that the Iker Inyan is to be up at chatzos, but not exactly the avoid of chatzos. Like you find the Gemara says that David woke up at chatzos, right? That he was, meaning, the important part was that he was woken up at that moment of Chatzais. He was up at Chatzais. Now, he continues in this halacha, hey, Api Kabbalah, Ein roi lama shum kina v'lela shum b'chia al churban habayis rak achar Chatzais. So, Api Kabbalah, no supplications should be said, and no crying over the churban habayis should be done, except following Chatzais. Right? Because the moment of Chatzais is what brings in the rachamim, like we spoke about at length last week. However, yesh matirim lahasel koydim chatzais, v'yesh matirim beis shavos koydim chatzais, which means the beginning of the second Ashmair. So, although strictly midina de Kabbalah, you would say chatzais va'elach, however, we find that there are kulas in this regard, that it can even go back as far as 2 hours earlier, which is the second Ashmair, Shulchan Aruch brings, as does the Ramak. And that will help us when it comes to thinking l'maisa about the fact that, listen, it's important to be up at Chatzais, but can I do it? And do I go to sleep without having any shaychus or chobar beis hamikdash? Well, 2 hours before is already ballpark. So especially if you're considering the fact that Chatzais may be, you know, 12 o'clock, maybe earlier at times, and then you're going 2 hours earlier. So putting into the seder of the Avodah Zarah, Kriyas Shema Lamita, an Alan Aras Bavel or something like that could be mamish being yoytzei, the inyan of Tikkun Chatzais. Although you would never think so. Now, that's when, in establishing Chatzais Laila and the Nekudas Chatzais. Now, how is it done? So we already quoted some of the Lashon of the Ari last week, but here we have it more barichas and more in detail. Yesh lama tikkun chatzais miyushav etzel ha-pesach samach la-mezuzah. Tikkun chatzais should be done sitting down on the floor at the Pesach. It doesn't have to be the Pesach of the home. It could be any Pesach where there is a mezuzah. Next to the mezuzah, behefzik, the word is cut off, but it means some type of a hefzik on the karka, some type of a beged or a pillow on the karka, on the floor. V'yesh l'chasam an olim, shoes off. V'yatav is v'yesh l'kiovel, to wrap one's head like an ovel. So some of these practices are accepted in some mekayim and some are not. One of them is yatav v'yesh l'kiovel, is not commonly done. And also to be beichiv bechiyal churban kamechatz isha. The time exactly is lav dafka, but that's lashon of the Ari, to give it half an hour. Val koponim yasa kol bechi, that it's appropriate to do it with a sound which is like a bechiyah. Put some ashes on the forehead, in the place that the tefillin would go, and to say the pasuk, Lasum la'evle tzion, lasislam peratachas efer. Some wear sack, and the footnote says some don't. But that would be the how when it comes to doing tikkun chatzai strictly al pi derech ari. Now, that would be tikkun rachel, because tikkun rachel is first, and then there's tikkun leah. Tikkun rachel is more like the avelus shabai of the tikkun chatzai. Now, is tikkun leah also done by yeshiva or by amida? So here we have the next ma'am makom. Tikkun leah, there are those who say b'yeshiva la'karka, and there are those who get up from the karka when they say, towards the end of tikkun rachel, the pismo, which is hisnari mi'afrakumi. But that does not need to be said by amida. So there are deos yesh v'yesh when it comes to tikkun leah. Yomer ha'tikkun benigun shel kina, the ma'or ha'bechim m'shaber ha'lev. It should be sung in a tune which is, you know, somewhat appropriate for the spirit of tikkun chatzais. After hatikun yeshlirchu, it's makom hanochas tefillin mi'ayfer. Shachem mishum kovad tefillin. You're going to be putting on tefillin soon, right? So when tikkun chatzais is over, to wash away the afer, it's not appropriate or kovadik that the tefillin should have to see that afer tachas peir. After tikkun chatzais, and like we had said, which complements tikkun chatzais for the one avoda, yasek b'torah shebal peh, v'shir mishnayos kodem l'chol davar. It's a zman to learn Mishnayos, v'im zacha l'chachmas ha-kabbalah. If a person is zeichet to have knowledge and to learn Kabbalah, eisim misugelas ma'oid, l'limus v'torah sanista. If a person can learn, he should learn Mishnayos, then learn Gemara, be'ian if he can, chachmas ha-kabbalah, halavai. But even just to say Tehillim is not just the just, it's also a very integral and beautiful part of avoda as well, post chatzais. Okay? Yeah, we're moving kind of quickly, as you can see, because there's a lot to cover. And there's more in the back, and there's more over here too. So I hope that we have the time, Mitzvah Hashem. So, l'lechatchila. So here you have, if we were going to follow the structure of the Seder of the Ari, we would say the following. Haderech ha-rotzei b'seder ha-lel l'lishon b'chatzai rishon shalayla v'lokom b'chatzais. L'lechatchila, we would say, after you finish Ma'ariv, go to sleep. The Mekubalim say you have to wait about an hour or half an hour and a half or so. I forget exactly how long because the Meichin still have to come in. The Arizal says, so I don't know when you sleep according to the Ari. It's mamish like you have to be up at all times. So you go to sleep at the first part of the Laila and then you get up at Chatzais and then to stay up until Amar HaShachar. And this was the Hanhag of David HaMelech Alav HaShalom. So the Ari says, a person should be careful all of his days, if not ba'oines, to make every single night where it should be done, tikkun chatzais. That's the lashon of the Ari. And the Baal Shem Tov writes that a person who misses tikkun chatzais, he's benidui b'shamay. It's like he's excommunicated if he misses tikkun chatzais. That's what's written in two places, b'shem, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So now, if a person is spending so much time up at night, when is he supposed to sleep? So that's the next ma'amakom. Yishtadu l'sadu shinosim b'ayv shuchol lakum b'chatzais, v'av sh'asa lishon b'yoyim. So even though the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to sleep during the day, well, if you can't sleep during the day and you can't sleep at night, then what are you supposed to do? So we say, no, you could sleep during the day. You could sleep during the day, and also you could sleep at the first 3 hours of the night. Mikomakom k'tei sh'yuchol lakum b'chatzais mutter. So we allow one to sleep during the day in order to be able to fulfill the Seder of the Ari's Tikkun Chatzais, which means to get up at midnight. And this was the practice of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. In all Talmid Baal Shem Tov, it's quoted that they did this, like the Chayitza from Lublin slept during the day, the Apterov and the Rav Shitzur, and all the Tzaddikim slept during the day in order to be able to be up to do Tikkun Chatzais as prescribed by the Ari, which is to get up at midnight and to stay up the entire night following. Top left, Tikkun Chatzais Adif Milimen HaTayra. So if a person has a choice whether to do tikkun chatzais, even if he's in the middle of learning to be mafsik to do tikkun chatzais trumps liman atar. That's what he says here, based on his sources below. The alpipimius tikkun chatzais wins. Yesh shekasa v'tikkun chatzais b'tzina b'yichidus. There are those who say to do tikkun chatzais davka b'tzina b'yichidus, but there are those who were knowing davka b'tzibur because of b'rayv am hadras melech. And those who say to do so b'tzina is the Shvus Yankov, according to the Shari Tshuva. The Rav Shatzur was very stark on this, and the Mukar Echad, the Mukar Rav as well. If you take a look in the back, if you flip and you go to Kuf Lamed Aleph, which is the top Mar Makam in the middle, Pesach Hadvir, Shari Tshuva, the Kosev the Ha'inna Nog Ba'amal Lemebet Ha'chidim, is a Bisham Yura B'cholinim. It's not Yura at all to be amongst the clan who says Tikkun Chatzais, even though it may not be the popular thing to do. V'chein kasev v'yikha Yosef, which is the Chida, he writes about the Shvas Yaakov, and he says, I don't understand. Einenu ro'u b'kama yoras pashan aminig lehebach. We see all over the place that there are groups who are doing Tikkun Chatzos. And the Ma'arar Yabak writes that he's made that the Arizal ha'yomer b'tzibur, the Ari himself, used to say Tikkun Chatzos b'tzibur, and the Mishnah Berurah, in fact, writes that a chabur, which is neschab b'yach lametin chatzayis, b'tziva ein lamanam, you can't stop them from doing so, not mishum yuhara, ad rabba, says the Mishnah Berurah, b'roiv am hadras melech. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in his Siddur, which is the Balatanya, he writes, kasav kol hachil shenag yiras Hashem b'libam, any group that they are margish yiras Hashem, yasuru maser abusha v'yisasu agudik of aser opochaz, afilu b'yichilis v'yasu, kasir tikkun chatzayis, and mibzidurim. Meaning, anybody who feels the courage to be able to do tikkun chatzayis and he's not embarrassed to do so, he should do so even b'tzibur. That's what the Balatanya writes. And in fact, there are places in Chabad where they practice doing Tikkun Chatzos B'Tzibur. And as we said last week, the Shai Yosef brings from the Drashas Chassam Sefer that the Chassam Sefer every Thursday night had a Chabura to say Tikkun Chatzos in his yeshiva. And the Kafa Yashar says that the Minigans fast, Miharizo, that there were miskabets b'chol laila about the Midrashas to say Tikkun Chatzos in the days of the Ari. And again, the Chidon Shem Magdala writes that there are Chevres Anshei Chayil who get up in their homes b'chatzos laila and they come to the Beis Medrash to say Tikkun Chatzos and Kines and see their Yaivets. In the Hosafos, writes that it's mutter lasas Tikkun Chatzos b'varhesi b'beis haknesses b'asara, even if the whole tzibur can't do so, and it's only a minority who are doing so, it's the right thing to do. And especially during Bein HaMetzarim, as he goes on to explain. And this was the minig of the Ari. So we see it, that there are those who push very much for Tikkun Chatzos B'Rabim, but there are those who felt that it's something which is a very private avodah always. And even when I spoke to my Rebbe about it, preparing for the shir, about, you know, getting together in Oilam for Tikkun Chatzos, he says, you know, tznius adif. The way to do it is b'tznius. That's what he said. Okay, let's go back. To our Patreon, Hatzarech Tvila ve'en la'mikva yishamin d'liyom ha'tikin chatzais. So if a person is chayiv Tvila, to go to the mikvah, and there is no mikvah, some say that a person should not be oisik ha'tikin chatzais without going to the mikvah. Ve'yish amin know that one should not be mevat ha'tikin chatzais, even though he must go to the mikvah. Ulekomei alma, everybody would agree that he will have a mikvah before Alos HaShachar, and even if he can't do it exactly at chatzais, but sometime before the morning he'll get to a mikvah, he should wait to be mesadeh tikkun chatzais until after going to the mikvah. Okay? Now, this was somewhat all of a discussion of lechatchilas. Now, perhaps we're all going to fall into the category, at least myself, we'll fall into the category of what to do b'di'evit. Because then I spoke with my Rebbe more than once about this in the topic of Tikkun Chatzos, and he knows all of the inyanim. And he said that bizbaneinu, we don't have the koiches to be up and to follow the seder of the Ariya Kodesh. Now, we don't have the physical koiches for it, chulsha adoyres, and also it's just not the spirit of the times that people are up in the beginning of the night and they sleep at the end of the night. So if a person's going to reverse that, it's going to be very difficult to do. So how are we going to make Tikkun Chatzos if we accept that reality? And the Svarim talk about it. It's not just his chiddush. The Svarim talk about chulsha adoyres and whether it's really the chatfila for us, and we'll see how other tzaddikim feared their own Tikkun Chatzos, not in the same tzur of the Ariyat HaKadosh. Hopefully we'll have the time to get there. So, let's see the world of B'di'evit, so to speak. In Chav Ches, he says, Imim efshar lalakum b'chatzos, if one cannot wake up at Chatzos, yesh lakum akopanim b'roish hashmur hashlish shetlema oz Tikkun Chatzos. Like we had said, that the night divides into three hashmuras, Chatzos is the middle of the middle hashmur. So if a person can wake up a few hours later, which is the beginning of the third Ashmura, that's almost like a lechatchila in b'di'evit mode. Meaning lechatchila, of course, would be to wake up at chatzos. But if a person can't, then waking up 2, 3, 4, whatever it is, at the beginning of the first Ashmura, third Ashmura, would definitely be something very praiseworthy. This is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Kajna Tzimagi brings this, and the Kaf HaChaim as well. Im ichro milakam b'chatzos. So how late does it go? How late can one say chatzos? So if it's adayin 30 minutes before Alos HaShachar, you can say tikkun rochel tikkun leil. So 30 minutes before Alos HaShachar is already acceptable. But if it's within a half hour before Alos HaShachar, only to say tikkun leil at that point. So says the Ben Yishchai. And some say no, it can even until Alos HaShachar, you could say tikkun rochel, that's Kaf HaChaim. And there are those who say it goes even to Misha Yakir. And some say no, Tikkun Rachel, some say even Tikkun Rachel, and some say it goes even until Netzacham, al kaponim, it's always pushing out more and more according to some das yachids in terms of how late Tikkun Racha, Tikkun Leia can be sent. But at least we're seeing here that although the rega is chatzos, and then after that, if a person can wake up early enough at the beginning of the third Ashmura to say Tikkun Chatzos, if a person wake up and it's still before morning at some point, he could still do Tikkun Racha, Tikkun Leia.
What about the other end? Huh? Like 10:30, 11 o'clock before you go to sleep.
So that was what we had said before. So 2 hours before Chatzos. That would be the early. Yeah.
Oh,
so that's what we're about to see right now. So that's what we're about to see in this next paragraph. Right. Let's say a person. This is from the Ari. This is the lashon of the Ari. If a person cannot get up at Chatzos and then have the koiches to stay up without falling asleep until Amud HaShachar, Yomun Ma'at V'yelech Lishon Ad Chatzis Shachar Demol HaShachar. So sleep what you need to sleep, but wake up half hour before Amud HaShachar. Ah, so now this is not Ari. Ah, ki hayoyim shiro d'chul shalo oilam. But today that there's a chulsha, and this is difficult for us to be waking up in the middle of the night. Yesh oimim de'efshar lios ne'er ad ach chatzais, meaning to stay up, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1 o'clock at night, say tikkun chatzais, and then go to sleep. So meaning, even though some tzaddikim say that it's really not l'chatchil at all, because it's mahapech l'tzinaris, meaning the whole Indian is that you go to sleep before you wake up at chatzais, and then there's a whole avoid, it's all one project. But some say no, that because chushas adoyas, no. People stay up at night, the first part of the night, and then they go to sleep. So stay up until chatzois. And again, what chatzois is, we see already now. It doesn't have to be 12 o'clock. It could be 1 o'clock. It can even be earlier than that at some point. But to stay up till some zman of chatzois, to be oisik in the tikkun chatzois, and then to go to sleep. Now, if it's difficult to do that every night, misha inu yochol lokum b'chol chatzois layla, although we saw that the Baal Shem Tov and the Ari were very strong about doing Tikkun Chatzos every night. If it's very difficult for a person because he needs a lot of sleep, whatever it is, Al Koponim Yis'amitz Lokum Be'ezel Laila Sheyachol. A person should pick a night. On a Monday night or a Thursday night to do Tikkun Chatzos once a week, twice a week, the Sfarim say.
That's Sunday night or Monday?
I think it's Monday night and Thursday night. Although usually it's Sunday night and Wednesday night, yes. You may be behave, but I think in this context it's Monday night and Thursday night. Or the Fachri Zishlomo, Pamachas Veshavua, the Kajr Zemagid, the Sifsei Tzadik, and others, they say, if a person could find one night during the week to do Tikkun Chatzos, that would be very, very good. Now, Lamed Beis, again, we're still in this B'dieved, so to speak, yesh kihilos shenogu bayam lama tikkun chatzos b'chol del shishi, like we said from the Chassam Sefer, and even by some Chabad places, they do it every single Thursday night. Mi she'im b'chol del aruch se'il tikkun chatzos m'ezah si b'shehu, yom al kapana mizmer al nahar reis b'avios. Even if a person can't do tikkun chatzos, we're seeing here now that a person should at least the cholafachah say a kapitel tehillim where he's showing that nogeilo, the inyan of churban b'sa mikdash. And Shabbos and Yontav, where we don't do tikkun leia, tikkun rachel, so to say Shema al-Shiva Tziya. That's brought down from the Pinchas Karetzer, the Reishis Chachma, say the Hayyam and others. Laf dafk, even all in our spell, but some say the others which are more important, which take priority. Baal Kapanim, whatever it is which is said, a person is at least aligning himself with the Inyan of Chorban Beis HaMikdash by saying a kapitel tehillim during this man. So Mordi Mitzchus, we have here in Lama Gimel, Yesh Misha Aymer, and this is the Eshel Avram for Buchach. The choshe is shum sveik sveik afil v'derech ha'chayka shal nidno pikuach nefesh b'yiz nefesh im yakum b'chatzois. Meaning, if it's any chishash choyli, even if it's v'rachok, by waking up in such a way, ein sarach lokum atin chatzois. Almost like he's giving a tour for atin chatzois, if waking up like this will matter to a person's health. V'yesh cholkin al zeh, and that's the Nimuk Yerachan, the Munkacharov, in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, where he speaks very strongly against, very bekavadik, of course, to the Eshel Avram, where he says, I don't understand how you could just, you know, throw it out because of a sveik of Briyas HaNefesh. After all, Chazal speaks so highly about the Indian of Tikkun Chatzos, but before learning at night, and he tries to shlug up his rai, he tries to bring a rai Eshel Avram from the fact that Gemara tells us, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that if a person is out in the sukkah, and it starts to rain, and he goes inside, and now he's sleeping inside, and the rain stops, he doesn't have to come back outside. So he says, you see from here that Chazal didn't want to disturb a person who's having a good sleep, even though it's important to be in the sukkah. So the one catcher says, what do you mean? That's not a raya. That's a din in Teshuking Tadur. It's not a din in how Chazal are chas on a person's good night's sleep. It's a din in sukkah. It's not a din in health. So that's he disregards the raya. And he says a person should do everything which he can to be mishtadl in the sinya. But if you're going to tell me sfeks feka, bria is a gov, so then who's going to take the whole thing seriously? That's what the Mikra Chaim says. And b'sfarim hakdoshim, move of melitzas chus at leinu she'ein noigim lakom machatzos v'lifkas halachurban. The other limudes chus are brought mikol mokom imhu er bo'isay zman. If a person is up at night and he sees himself in this bracket called chatzos, yemer psukim tefilas al gula shlema. He should say psukim, whatever it is, psukim kapitel, which shows that he's in the parasha of tikkun chatzos. Let's turn the page. In the middle here, V'ayim b'sefer oid Yosef Chai, which is the Ben Yishchai. We're going to see, this is the beginning to have a discussion of the derech of the chassidim versus the derech of the sfaradim, perhaps, when it comes to how Tikkun Chatzos should be done. We saw the seder from the Ari, and many Anmorim did not follow the seder of the Ari, and this opens up a very interesting discussion, why not? Why not? So, Ayin sefer oid Yosef Chai. Nishalti me'ish neven. I was asked by a Talmud Chacham the following question. Since we don't know exactly what Tikkun Chatzos is all about, why do we say it? The reason wanted us to say it properly, which is to cry and to be margish tzar shechina. It's only it's literally by rote. It's our mouths are talking, but we're not paying attention. We just like kind of rumble through it. It's only about 5 minutes, even though it should take a half an hour. We're just like reading parshias from Ksuvim and from Nevi'im. We don't know what we're saying. Why do we do it? So it's better if we don't do it. It's not a chiyuv. So we can't pat ourselves from other mitzvahs by saying we don't know what we're doing, so we don't have to do it. Aval tikkun chatzos, not a chiyuv. Kamay tefila, which is really the pashas, like we said before. V'niska la'amar b'tzara b'b'chiyah. It was instituted, in a certain way. Being markish and crying. V'imamar b'lay kavana b'lay tzara b'chiyah. Mayahani b'yitzir m'b'yid v'arim b'vad. So what does it help to say it, to say the words, but not really know what we're doing or feeling the inyan? So this is what the Ben Yishchai responded. And that which you said, that we don't know what we're saying, we don't have the machshavas at all. So he quotes Rav Chaim v'Lashoner in Nefesh HaChaim. Fascinating. Right? When he takes up arms against the Chassidim, where he says that the Iker is the Maisa and not the machshava. So, ach taras machshava and elim service the ma'isa. Ma'isa is ikir. Machshava only complements the ma'isa. Well, the mitzvah v'lalei kuvah. You makayim the mitzvah by doing the ma'isa, and the machshava is not ma'akev. V'chein v'vur l'chol maskel yashar hoylin yashar yikam elim binyan hakravas hakarbanas stomen lishman. When it comes to hakravas hakarbanas, stomen lishman. And we said, behejin mesach es nazir, bo'echil es ha-pesach l'shem achil agasa, noy l'kavid mitzvah minam ofer pesach mir kavid. If a person does carbon pesach, even if it's achil agasa, he still fulfills the mitzvah because the mice he did. Well, lefi dvarav, this is still a quote from the Ben Yishchai, ilu hanach roi shezoi satana, sheyatsa salitem b'shay lezoi, hine tainas hayetzer shemaret lafayim b'simanitar. Your question is a question which gives, which is like a question from the tainas hayetzer. The Yitzhahara is speaking. By trying to be mevatel the ma'isa, because we don't know the ma'isa, it's all Yitzhahara talk. Even if you're thinking about business, al tevatel amiras tikkun chatzos. You should not stop from doing it. And other tefillahs which should be said at that time, say them. Even though it's not a chiyuv. Of course, I'm not saying throughout the machshava, but the ikar is the ma'isa, and the machshava only complements the ma'isa, so continue doing what you're doing. That's my answer, says the Ben Yishchai to this question. And he writes the same thing in his Chuvis and Rav Pa'olim, and the Chida says the same thing as well. And the Chida writes in Shem HaGdoilim, V'da ki ba'ara kadisha lo nimsa ish mefavak ashum dvar toy v'chazal hashem ha'kom mis'abon al-chorban. Everywhere, it's widespread that people are involved in the inyan of Tikkun Chatzos. Right, so this is the answer from the Ben Yishchai and the Chida. Go to the bottom left corner. Ulam Matzasi. Ulam Matzasi, this is a lesson from the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah, which is mostly collections of Minhagim by the Chassidim. And he writes the following thing. I found, he says, in Sefer Tiferes Chaim, B'Shem, Reb Chaim Meir from Miglantia. He writes, Sheheshiv le'echad she'sholos imifli machasino here, achrin le'va Hashem kashem b'chagam b'azrachem mehalav le'pesach, I was in B'chorav, I'm going to make sense of Arizal, that when it comes to Pesach, and we say, the Arizal and the Beis Yosef say, listen, we should say halal, by Ma'ariv. So everybody embraces the Beis Yosef and the Arizal for doing so. When it comes to Tikkun Chatzais, which is also in the Beis Yosef and the Arizal, ain't a misharm. How come the Chassidim are not careful in doing Tikkun Chatzais? Same Arizal, same Beis Yosef. The Heishiv, so this is what he said back. Ki anuroim the mashal kasher echad hu b'simchas nesuin v'chademu. We find that if a chasna is being made and we show up, friends show up at a chasna, as a meref ha-simcha, kulam miskavli b'rotzen lefanov. Everybody's very happy. Even if they're not such good friends, right? Even if he may have done harm to this person, he's still able to get into the simcha a little bit. But if a person has to sit shiva when he's in pain, but he doesn't want people coming just showing up stamazoi, pretending to be with him in the pain. He doesn't want people who don't feel the pain to show up. So he doesn't want people who harmed him to show up. So at a simcha, you can be soivel fakers. But when it comes to tzar and avelis, you can't be soivel it. So look what he writes. This is the same thing when it comes to tikkun chatzos, he says. Hashem only, when it comes to simcha, like halal on the night of Pesach, so even those who are faking, so it's ratzui. But when it comes to tikkun chatzos, the Eibishter doesn't want people sitting around, along with the Shechina Gdeisha who don't know what's going on. He doesn't want chitzonius. Very different, of course, than what you saw before in the Ben Ishchai. Vaykasav shema al pi mashal acher, the melech gadol meis benoy v'sabal ma'id. A mashal he gives as well, that there was a melech that lost a child, lo yalinu. V'gam u'koravim al v'sabal, and all those who were close to him were also misabal. V'echem melech ha'shivim also gam kim kila misabal al tzar melech. So another person showed up who was a chasher person who was pretending to also be bitzar with the melech. Melech hevin zeh. And the melech looked at him and he said, "V'chor l'ma'id." V'amar like, "Daish ein atam bitzar b'tzaresi. Gam atam misachvi. Were you showing up here to make fun of me?" Kain kishoresh mizbarach kishoyamar hadam tikkun chatzais beinam mitzar beim mezalchor bezamigdash. So if a person is saying tikkun chatzais and he really doesn't care about chor bezamigdash, as Hashem mizbarach koyis the mizkis, what are you doing here? He's just showing up to play. It was not for you. It's not for you. Achakach, he says, Minagisotar, I found the same thing, same svar, in the Yismach Yisrael. And also from the Chavos Yoar and the Sefer Makor Chaim, they say the same thing. Such a svar. So this sounds a little bit more the lines of the Chassidim, meaning that yes, everybody would agree that the mitzvah and the chiv, to be yoytze the mitzvah, is defined by the ma'isa. But here we're talking about like the machshav is everything. And it's not a chiv. So therefore, when it comes to the svarim, and this is the way that my Rebbe explained the whole gisha to Divi Ari, although he didn't say it in this context, but we're going to make the application of that yisoid here as well, to help us understand this difference of perspective between the Ben Ishchai and Chaim Meir. It goes as follows. So my Rebbe explained that, how do we view the Divi Ari? So the Sfaradim looked at the Divi Ari as a Shulchan Aruch. And many times we find that even if the Beis Yosef, Maran, he says something, but had he known the Divi Ari, he would say, the halacha kari. That's very common when it comes to the svar. Halacha kari. And the ari by the svarim is like a shulchan aruch. You do what the ari says, like you follow the shulchan aruch. By the chassidim, they didn't look at the divi ari that way. They looked at the ari as a mafteach, that's the lashon Arab use, a mafteach to open up iris. Not because of what he prescribed to be done. That was really more for the zman. But the ikr is the or from the ari, and that can come in many shapes and forms. And it wasn't meant to be given over as a shulchan aruch. So many tzaddikim that they took, they had the mafteach in their hands, and the ari revealed that shar, and they had the mafteach, and they knew how to open those gates, even without following the prescription of the arizal. And many times, trying to follow it to the T takes away and doesn't enable us to access the or. That's the difference between tikkun chatzos, as one may do it, kafi as it's brought in on the Ari, which is everything we saw before, versus how one may do tikkun chatzos in a different oifen. And that's what I'm about to share with you now. I don't have that paper, but it's in front of me, which is a little bit of a likud, which B'siyat Yisrael was able to put together in looking at other svarim to see how tzaddikim from Talmid Baal Shem Tov conducted themselves in tikkun chatzos if they didn't do it exactly as described by the Ari. But we already saw last week, and already again today, that many of the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov were Mekayim the Divrei Ari Kipshutai. I mean, they did it that way. And many of the early Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, in fact, seemed to have done it that way. And they spent a lot of time, and they sat on the ground, and they said that the Lashonis of Tikkun Chatzais, Kemois Shehu. Many did not, and even the early Talmidei Baal Shem Tov did not do it that way. For example, the Kotzker was once asked, it's brought down in Sefer Emuna, Emes Emuna, in Siman Kof Peches. He was asked from a certain person, Masahu Emetei Chatzais, when, Rebbe, do you do Tikkun Chatzais? We don't see the Tikkun Chatzais, really. Nobody ever saw the Kotzker, hardly ever, but you know, he secluded himself for 20 years. But he says, Rebbe, when do you do Tikkun Chatzais? So he says, my derech, I do Tikkun Chatzais when I do Shemona Esrei, Barcha of Yishlaim Yecha. That's my Tikkun Chatzais. Yishlaim Yecha is when I do Tikkun Chatzais. Meaning, he felt that that was the time that he was Musnes Ragesh, and he put a lot of koyches into it, and that was when he did Tikkun Chatzais. Now, that's Shachas Mincha Marav, that's not Chatzais, unless he was davening Chatzais, but hard to imagine. But he was Mekayim Tikkun Chatzais in Shemona Esrei. That's what he said. We have Tzvi Hirsch, who was the only son of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So Rav Motel Slonimer said that there were tzaddikim who were by him, and it was Chatzais Laila, and he was sleeping. And he woke up from his sleep, and he let out a very deep sigh. And he said, "Oy," like that, and he went right back to sleep. And the tzaddikim said that was Tikkun Chatzais. At Chatzais, he just said, "Oy." Saying, "Oy," at Chatzais, that was Tikkun Chatzais. Similar, the Kol Aryeh, who was a Talmud first at the Chassam Sofer, and then he was inscribed to the Chassidus of the Rav Chaim. So he was a person who was very dveikistik, a tzaddik. Even in regular discussions with people, he would say many times, even in just having regular conversations, he would say something like MS, Ain Soif, Oily, and Mamazisa. He was talking to the Shechina and Dveikis at all times. So the tzaddikim said that the way that he did Tikkun Chatzais was that he would take a cigarette, and it was sometime at night time, and he would sit back in the chair and he would smoke and he would say, Oily. Oily. He didn't say anything else. He said, anybody who heard him say those words, his mama should tore open their hearts to hear him say those words. But that's what he would do. He would puff, he'd say, oily, oily, and that was the Tikkun Chatzais. The Rabbi Yitzchak from Radvil, who was the son of the Maggid from Zlotchev, so it's brought down in Sefer Raza de Uvda that he would have dinner at Chatzais Laila, but in a half hour before he had dinner, He would cry. He would say these words over and over again. Shchinas uzecha, shchinas uzecha. For a half hour, he would say those words, and he would cry. And it says the shamish had there was like a puddle on the table, right where the food was going to go. So he'd have to wipe away the puddle of tears every night, put the food on his plate and on the front of him, and that's when he would. But that was his tikkun chatzais before he ate dinner. Shchinas uzecha, shchinas uzecha. The Belzer Rebbe of Arla Belzer, Zchus Yagen Aleinu. So he always did Chatzais every night. He had Chatzais. So the way that his Chatzais, there's a sefer called Bakoidish Pnima, which is two halakim, which is the Gabbai gives unbelievable descriptions of the world of Arla Belzer. Very, very kedai sefer to see. Mamash changed a person's whole perspective by this Hashem. The peek into the world of Arla Belzer, Kadosh Hashem. So he says many things I can't share with you. He says that on many inyanim about Rabbi Belzer, Kfayin Hashem Hasid Davar. I can't share. I can only share a little bit. But this is what he does say. He says that the Belzer would ask every night, you know, what time is it? And the Gabbai had instructions from the Belzer that if the Belzer was not ready to do Tikkun Chatzais, he can't say that it's midnight, because if he would say midnight or 12, he would have to stop everything he was doing, and do Tikkun. Many times he didn't want to stop everything he was doing because he was involved in other inyanim and Vekas, whatever it was. So if he would ask what time it is, and the Gabbai knew that you can't say 12, he would say, I can't say, Asur Loimar. That's what he would reply. I can't tell you, Rebbe. So then the Belzer would know not to ask again for a while what time. But he would always ask, but they had a shprach to know, like, you know, what should be said. If, in fact, he said it was Chatzais, he would stop everything, and he would do Chatzais. Now, what that meant, do Chatzais, was, usually the Belzer liked to do it 2 minutes before 12, and it would last for 16 minutes. And even during what he was doing, he would say, is it up yet? He said he would sit on the floor and you couldn't, they say sit on the floor, I don't remember. But he would, whatever he was doing, you couldn't tell that he was involved in higher inyanim. But he would position himself in a certain way, and very quietly he would mumble things. He was always mumbling things under his breath, and he was involved in what was called his doing Tikkun Chatzais. And he would do that on by Maitzei Shabbos. He would finish Shalosh Shuddis by the morning, Kimat, every Shalosh Shuddis. But he would always finish a little bit before Mudah Shachar, and then he would do Tikkun Chatzais right away, every single Maitzei Shabbos. But that was, even on Shabbos, once he asked the Gabbai what time it was, and the Gabbai said 12. Even if it was 12 a day, if he said 12, he would stop in the middle of the day to do Tikkun Chatzais. So he once asked the Gabbai what time is it on Shabbos, and he said 12 o'clock. And he said, the bells have let out a sigh, and he said, like that, and he started to do Tikkun Chatzais. So the Gabbai gave him a look, as if like, it's Shabbos, what are you doing? So the Belzerov saw that he was concerned, and he said, on Shabbos we do it differently. He still did it. He still did whatever he did, what he had to do. He's in Yonim. But he said, on Shabbos we do it differently. That's what he said. The Bach, the Bais Chadash, the famous parish on the tour. So it was Megala to him in a Shemayim that his Sfarim would not be published. Why? Because they didn't tell him why. They didn't tell him, but they did tell him. Anyways, he found out that the reason why is because he doesn't do Tikkun Chatzais. That's why it was not going to be published, it's fine. So he once had an answer on the tour, on a certain kash on the tour, and he didn't want to write it down anymore, because he says, when am I going to write it down if it's not going to be published? And so then he broke out into crying, and then after that, he channeled his cries, and he said, if I'm crying about my Sefer, might as well cry about the Shechina. And as soon as he started to channel that cry towards the Shechina, Baskel came out and he says, Bais Chadash, your Sfarim will be published. And eventually they were published by the Megala Mukos. The Megala Mukos published the Sfarim of the Bais Chadash of the Bach. And that's how it came to fruition, because he was Mekayim the Inyan of Tikkun Chatzais in that way. The B'nai Yisachar, he was, every night he did Tikkun Chatzais Kepshutai, like it's brought down in the Ari. And it came time for him to do Tikkun Chatzais, and his Talmidim saw that he wasn't doing anything. So they asked him why. So he said that there was once an usher, somebody who was very wealthy, and he lost everything. And he came into shul one night, on a Friday night, and nobody invited him to come for Suda. And he was heartbroken. And he found some dry bread to eat in the shul, and he said some tehillah. And then he looked up at the walls, and he saw that, you know, like I have in many shuls, that there's the nusach of Moedim Darabonan and Brich Shmei, and there's other tefillahs on the wall. So he said that everything was erased except for like the words Brich Shmei or Rabbanu Shel Olam, something like that. And he said, oh, look, so nobody remembers Rabbanu Shel Olam either, because everything is erased on the wall, so Kal v'chomer, they're not going to remember me. So that's what the B'nai Sachar, he told that over, the B'nai Sachar. And so he said on that, he broke out into a cry, and he says, so this is how we look after so many years of Golas. We've forgotten the Ribbono Shel Olam, but he hasn't forgotten us. So is it a pella that so many years go by and that there's no Geula because nobody cares about the Tzar Shechina? Like we saw from the Yavetz last week, it says nobody cares. And so he broke out into a cry, and all the Chassidim broke out into a cry. So they understood the reason why he wasn't doing Tikkun Chatzais was because he had that Machshava. He said that was his Tikkun Chatzais. Because he found a way to be Mesiaches to the Tzar Shechina without having to say Tikkun Chatzais, that was how we said Tikkun Chatzais. And in fact, the Rav Moshe Tzvi Savran, Savan Rabbi, he said the following lashon. He says, he didn't always wake up for Chatzais Laila, and he says, a Yid could be Mekayim Chatzais, Tikkun Chatzais in a different way. He says, what is Tikkun Chatzais to me? If a Yid walks on the street and he remembers Rabbanu Shel Olam, that's also Tikkun Chatzais. This is what I heard from my Rebbe also, you know, when discussing the Indian, he says, to try to follow the Seder Deari is not something for us that we can do. We don't have the Koiches to do that. And there's another Ma'amakam on the back of this page, kind of tilted sideways, which is, we don't have the Koiches, Choshes Adoyeres, and it's hard for us to keep up. Even Tzaddikim before us didn't keep to that. He says, what we can do is to wake up, try to wake up early, my Rebbe said, try to wake up earlier, and to open up a Tehillim, and to find, you know, Hishtapchus HaNefesh. When a heart opens up, and a person is margish a little bit of who he is, our shortcomings, what we need to do, Tzar Shechina, whatever that means to us, so that moment of of opening up with the Hillel or talking to the Eibishter and finding a Pesach, that for us is very, very good. And as you'll see on the bottom right corner here, and we'll conclude with this and one last thought. I am the Kutim Maran. Shekasav is Adashoinei. Ayideh Amir is Tikkun Chatzais. Yechod l'nefarish Sichasel is Kol Hashem Levavok Ma'ayideh Hisboidivis. So Tikkun Chatzais is like a Hisboidivis with Ribbono Shel'olam. Ki Misabay Yinami Chatzais Al Ha'avar. We're not saying Tikkun Chatzais on the past. The Igin of Tikkun Chatzais is what's going on right now with the Mensch. When he says Chatzais, he can find everything in his heart when he says Tikkun Chatzais. And this really goes back to what we said before, that the Hasidim put a degesh on using Chatzais, not as a time just on Tzar Shechin and Chomer Zemigdash, but where are we holding in this world? It's a time for Cheshbon HaNefesh. And one of the amkus as to why that is because every Yid is going to be a Beis HaMikdash. Right? The Bayis Shlishi is not just the Bayis Shlishi which is going to be in Har Bayis. Every single home is going to be a Beis HaMikdash. That's what we said, that if you notice, there's a very interesting parallel between Tikkun Chatzais and Halakas Ner Chanukah. Halakas Ner Chanukah is at the same place you do Tikkun Chatzais, opposite the mezuzah on the floor and at the night time. What is Halakas Ner Chanukah? It's the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash with the Oiris of the Bayis Shlishi. But it means every home has a Menorah because every home will become a Beis HaMikdash. So it's not just about what's going on Har Bayis. Of course it is. That's the Har HaKlali of Klal Yisrael. But every single home is going to have a Shaychis to Beis HaMikdash. So when we do Tikkun Chatzais at our home, it means turning this home into a Mikdash. And when a Yid does Tikkun Chatzais with Cheshbon Nefesh, it means turning the Yid into a Beis HaMikdash. That's also a Chelek of a Bayis Shlishi. That's why the Chassidim emphasized that as well, because they saw that this is also an inyan. It's bechlal divyari when it comes to Tikkun Chatzais. I'll say just one last thing. Take a look at the middle paragraph on the bottom here. This is a lashon from Shaar Kavanos, the Arizal, where he writes, "La'amoy b'chatzais laila tzarech kam v'tzarem. To wake up for chatzais laila, you need the following four conditions. The first one, v'hachzer b'nei adam b'tshuva. Right? To be involved in kiryu v'chayikin. Beis, to give tzedakah in a way that the person who you're giving it to doesn't know that it's coming from you. The third one is to say psukim every day of Ava, Yira, and with Tfilin, and to be Me'oyer Yira with the Ois Yod, Ava with the Ois Hey, Taira with the Ois Vav, and Tfilin with the Ois Hey. And fourthly is to put on Tfilin with the following Kavana." It's very interesting that Tfilin is very heavily involved here, but it's not for now. But he says four conditions to wake up for Tikkun Chatzais. And the last two lines he writes, a person who fulfills these four conditions every day, he'll be zeichet to be woken up at Chatzais Laila. So you see from here another inyan. Chatzais Laila is a special club. It's like by invitation only, so to speak. Like if a person is zeichet, the min hashamayim, he's woken up at Chatzais Laila. It's a madrigas. Like we find in the Gemara, David HaMelech was woken up for Tikkun Chatzais. Now, of course, Svaram talk about eitzes to be able to fulfill it, but the ikar is that if a person is a bar hachi, he's woken up to be involved, to be invited into the world of the Gan Eden HaElyon, like we spoke about the world of the Tzaddikim, to be, it's by invitation only, so to speak. You know, if you really want to touch it up for what it is, of course we should be Mishtadla, whatever we can, but it's suffice to say that the Inyan of the Arizal is like he says, he prescribes how a person could be able to be Zeichet to that, but for us, for myself, to be able to have a Epis HaShayichis, so we see from here, in discussing all the different sources, B'siyata D'Shmaya, a way, hopefully, we should be able to connect, and with, you know, this avoid, hopefully we'll be Zeichet to see Ayin ba'ayin yinu b'shuvas Hashem letziyam b'yirmin omin v'yomin.